This is Fresh Air. In 1962, the late jazz bassist and composer Charles Mingus held an open recording session at New York's Town Hall. It was one of the jazz world's most notorious and colorful disasters. His orchestra had barely rehearsed, and the scores were barely ready. Copyists sat on stage writing out parts for the musicians as they performed. When the show ran overtime, stagehands lowered the curtain as the band was playing. The major piece Mingus had been trying to finish was called Epitaph. Last year, a two-hour version was recorded at New York's Lincoln Center. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead has a review.
Composer, conductor, and musicologist Gunther Schuller is the main reason Charles Mingus's Epitaph has been revived. He assembled the 18 sections, which Mingus had indicated were part of the big picture. Then Schuller arranged them in some logical order, tried to make sense of some maddening fragments and contradictions, had to figure out an ending, and corrected a couple of apparent errors I'm not sure Mingus wanted corrected. Working on one especially incoherent section, Schuller cut the score up into little scraps of paper and then scotch-taped them back together in an order he could live with. Epitaph keeps raising the same question. Is there a right way to tidy up someone else's mess and stay true to their intention? Mingus was a man of enormous creative ambitions. He was just the type to set himself a task he knew was impossible. I'm not sure he really wanted to finish Epitaph. He worked on it, off and on, for 30 years and still left it full of loose ends. I suspect he knew his musical interests were too broad to be encompassed by one work. Epitaph suggests the old cliche about a dying person watching his whole life pass before his eyes, or his ears. Its diversity is staggering. It's got mambo music. That leads directly into a rich Ellington-style orchestration. Epitaph also has some hard-rolling, sanctified church gospel music. If all these excerpts make you a little dizzy, then I'm giving you the flavor of the full set. Part of the reason Epitaph seems fragmented is that many of its sections are familiar items from the Mingus repertoire, like that last number, Better Get It in Your Soul. If you're used to hearing these pieces on their own, it's hard to think of them as part of some larger plan. Two of Epitaph's problems have to do with the distinguished musicians that make up the 30-piece band. Five of them had played the original version of Epitaph with Mingus in 1962. The orchestra almost recreates the volcanic energy Mingus inspired from his own bands as he egged them on verbally and with his pushy bass playing. On one piece, trumpeter Wynton Marsalis shows off his newfound skills with the plunger mute. The guitarist is John Abercrombie. Epitaph also gives you a chance to hear a rare jazz bassoon solo by Michael Rabinowitz. It's on Mingus's arrangement of Jelly Roll Morton's Wolverine Blues. Despite Gunther Schuller's best efforts, what he wound up with is pretty much what he inherited from Mingus, a bunch of intriguing fragments that don't quite hang together. But that does make Epitaph true to Mingus's expansive personality. Its messiness is incurable. It's tidy-proof. There's one other thing I want to mention, which is the deceptive way this set has been packaged by Columbia Records. It gives you the strong impression this is a recording by Mingus himself. Epitaph isn't perfect, but it's certainly strong enough to sell on its own merits.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. This is Fresh Air.